790 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Lionel Moyes. Encouraging signs there could be progress. Striking Hollywood writers and studios are still talking and will continue to do so Friday. This after WGA representatives and studio bosses met Thursday with rumors that a deal was close.
There was a joint statement put out by the AMPTP and the Writers Guild saying talks will resume on Thursday. That's the first time they put out a joint statement. It's a small thing, but if you're looking for signs, that might be a good one. Another would be the fact that the heads of the studios, they were at the table for these most recent talks. These are very busy people. They're not showing up if nothing's happening.
ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. The Justice Department has arrested and charged an IT contractor with espionage charges. The foreign national with U.S. citizenship was working as an evening help desk tech assigned to the Bureau of Intelligence and Research with the State Department. He's accused of taking secret and top secret information and sending it to a foreign nation. This is ABC News. New developments in the case of two Utah YouTubers accused of child abuse. One is a mother who had a popular parenting channel on the platform. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest in the case.
According to newly released search warrants, Jody Hildebrandt, the business partner of mother Ruby Frankie, allegedly used cayenne pepper and honey to dress the injuries of the children kept in her basement. One search warrant was seeking rope, duct tape, and anything else consistent with child abuse. In one warrant, officers said they found a 12-year-old victim with duct tape around their ankles and who was emaciated. The warrant saying that child had open wounds. The two women are being held and due in court next month.
Anthony Nesty, who is already an accomplished Olympian, will make history again at the Olympics. Nesty will be the first black U.S. head swimming coach at the upcoming Paris Games. He was the first black swimmer to win the Olympic gold medal in 1988 and the first medalist for his native Suriname. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
It was like a week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it was like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Yes, we're going to use lethal force. Yes, we reserve the right to operate.
He clearly stated he would go in and then slaughter the cartel and they would be killing everywhere. He used that verbiage.
Unless Mexico invites us to send our troops into their country, it's essentially under international law tantamount to an act of war to send troops into a country without the invitation of the country.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Aldous Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Aldous Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes. And so it goes. And so it goes. And so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, here's your host, Kristen Bry.
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the last Thursday. Only 2 days left until, only two shows left until I bid adieu for a little while. I'm feeling a little anxious about it. Well, being totally honest.
I think that would be normal.
Yeah, I keep having labor dreams, so that's weird.
What is what does a labor dream encompass?
That I dream about being in labor. What? It's pretty straightforward.
Even I got that one, Jen.
Well, no.
I didn't know. I mean, is it like, well, does that include delivery? You know, does it include?
Yeah. Well, this one, last night's, I ended up having to, after hours and hours of pushing, ended up having to get a C-section, which has happened to plenty of my friends.
Of course.
So that was last night's. I also wake up in the middle of the night, like, think it's just the, we've reached the, I've heard so many stories about delivery, about the first 6 to 8 weeks with breastfeeding, with all this stuff. And so now my, since we're so close, my imagination and my subconscious is like running all of the scenarios through my head.
I believe it.
And waking me up at night. So that's how I'm doing this morning. Jane Metner, how are you doing this morning?
I am not having labor dreams.
Have you ever had a labor dream?
I have never had a labor dream. No. I'm good. I'm good. I am also a little anxious because I'm taking over for you on Monday.
I know.
And we had a little chat with management yesterday and just wanted to see, you know, what my plan is and who's going to be joining me and if there's anything I needed. And I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How did they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason. I know, shocking.
Which is funny that you asked for a fruit plate, because wasn't that one of your historic, most called in segments ever? Is
the orange.
You not eating the fruit that you bring to work?
Yes. This is the orange story. Exactly.
And so, all right, well, I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time.
That's true. I have Greg Buck.
And you have Greg Buck.
Yes.
Greg Buck, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling quite well today, actually. I got a call from management this morning saying if I would be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. I don't know what that's about, but I'm interested.
Are you?
I am. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
I like that we keep referring to them as management like they do in The Office. It's like, corporate? You know, we got to talk to corporate?
like you always refer to the mayor on Parks and Rec and you never knew who the mayor was until the last episode. Like, oh, it was Bill Murray. All right, cool.
Who would the surprise is not there because Sage has been on this show and he's been on multiple shows, but if, like, would be Danny DeVito.
Oh, Danny DeVito. I love radio.
Oh, all right. Well, to no one's surprise, in Wisconsin news yesterday, in less than a minute, the GOP lawmakers took zero action on Governor Evers' childcare workforce development proposals. And no one is surprised. We talked about this with CJ Safer yesterday, far as we all kind of just expected this, and this is the ongoing When Governor Evers calls a special session, they gavel in and out. When they being Republicans, including one that we're going to talk about today, have a new proposal, often Governor Evers is, I'm absolutely going to veto that. And round and round and
we
round
go.
We go.
Yeah.
But just to bring you up to speed, it was, I think, Greg, you said this yesterday, Baker's Dozen?
Correct. 13th time.
13th time they have gaveled in and gaveled out after being called to a special session. And yesterday, just as a reminder, it was ordered back in August by Governor Evers to consider childcare and a paid leave program and more money to the UW system and other workforce development programs. And so my question this morning is, what do you think? We talk about this all the time.
Yes.
We talk about nursing. We talk about long-term care. I mean, there was another WPR article this morning saying they're looking to virtually train 10,000 new caregivers amid job shortages because we're 20,000 caregivers short of where we need to be.
That's not good.
We're short on teachers. We're short. There's engineers. Like, there is so many. And these are also things that take degrees. These are not out of high school. These are not just, there's some trade jobs, obviously, in trade industries, but there's also jobs that, like, you need advanced training. And so my question, 844-967-2789, is what do you think will bolster the workforce?
What do we need? What's it going to take?
What do we need? Is it, because obviously on the Democratic side, there is thoughts about paid leave. There's thoughts about childcare. There's thoughts about actual investment into our UW system. And at least for me, when I hear what the GOP thinks is tax cuts. And I think that's even what Devin LeMahieu, Senate Majority Leader, said yesterday, is like what they're going to work on is comprehensive tax cuts that make Wisconsin a more appealing place to live. And like for me personally, that does not, like, I have never chosen, as someone who's lived in the two states with the highest taxes.
Right.
And when I moved to Wisconsin, it was like a reprieve. I was like, oh, this is all yeah. I have to pay.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that we're not high. We are. I mean, if you look at the states,
right,
we are, our tax burden is higher in the top, certainly in the top half, maybe even the top 10 to 15.
I think that's, that sounds reasonable.
But to me, that doesn't move the needle as far as where I would want to live. And so it's hard for me to see the numbers beyond Texas and Florida when those are places that Texas has a lot of jobs, has better weather, and there are other factors in that of why people are moving there.
Yes.
Beyond just zero income tax. So we'd love to hear from you as far as what do you think, if we could pick one program to bolster our workforce, what do you think we should invest in? 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Jane, what do you think?
Well, I think that is the Republicans' answer to everything.
It's tax cuts?
It's tax cuts. It is. That's why I just don't see any other policies other than, well, that needs a tax cut. What's broken over there? Oh, we give him a tax cut. That'll fix it. It's the answer for everything. And while I agree with you that the tax burden in Wisconsin is high, that is
comparatively.
Not, comparatively, that isn't the answer to encouraging young families to move here.
Well, and especially, I mean, when we're talking about the tax brackets, it's still that third highest tax bracket that's between $36,000 and $400,000. Like, this is...
That seems like a large bracket.
Maybe we should split that up.
Mm.
Maybe
yes.
We should, like,
I think they're, yes.
Like, under $100,000 and over $100,000.
Yeah.
Like, even that simplistic seems a little bit better than... That is a big range.
That is a huge range.
And it's very... Living off of 60K is very different than living off of 350K.
At least that's what we've heard.
Been told.
Yeah.
I would not know. I've not made 350K ever in my life.
I'm right
even,
there.
Even with that tech money, I wasn't making 350K.
I've walked by a bank. That's about closest I've gotten to 350. The other thing the Republicans do besides tax cuts, though, is they always think loosening the restrictions, deregulating. They're always like, if we just deregulate things, then yes, that's also not a thing that's going to attract people.
All right. We have someone who wants to tell us. I'm asking the question again. So CJ from Stoughton, what if you have to pick one program to bolster the workforce? What is it?
Hang on one sec. Sorry, I got that Bluetooth.
Caught on your back foot?
a little bit. I'm a little shocked that you even you took my call, and I do.
We're taking your
it.
Call, but you got to answer the question.
Okay, can I ask you a question then?
No, you got to answer my question. You
afterwards?
At least have to answer my question
afterwards,
first. Yes.
After I answer?
If it's not a totally different topic.
All right. Well, the mere fact that you claim that the Republicans want to cut Social Security.
I never said that. We never said that. We were talking about state Republicans, and we're talking about cutting taxes in our state. We're not talking about federal Congress. We're not talking about Social Security at all.
Well, I think it all leads to that.
Okay, so are you going to answer my question, CJ?
State taxes? Pardon me?
Are you going to ask, what would actually bolster our workforce?
That's the question, CJ.
Well, it does. When you cut taxes, it increases revenue.
So that's your answer. So you think cutting taxes, so that's fine. That's your answer. You think that by cutting taxes, yes, we will bolster the workforce. That's great.
It draws businesses, and cutting taxes and reducing the cost and consolidating government, you talk about reducing restrictions. Sometimes, yes, I think that is something that needs to be addressed, you know, as far as regulations go for businesses and things. But you don't realize how many single small LLCs, I'm sure Devil's Radio is an
Civic
LLC.
Media Radio.
And I'm sure they used every bit of the Trump tax cuts and Wisconsin's tax cuts.
I don't think we were existent. Civic Media Radio wasn't around during the original tax Trump cuts. Not established yet.
Oh, yeah, they used the tax cuts that were implemented, though. I guarantee it. And if you ask your business owner, they would. It creates, just like when Ronald Reagan, that's why he's the greatest conservative president ever. He brought revenues back. He reduced the marginal tax rates by exponential amounts, but it ended up creating more revenue. And unfortunately, Tip O'Neill and the Democrats were more than willing to spend more than that. But the mere fact that it does create revenue.
All right, there we go. So that's CJ's answer. CJ thinks that by cutting taxes, that is the best way to bolster our workforce and get people in the state and cover some of these shortages across industries. What do you think? 844-967-2789. What do you think that the best thing that we can do to get people in nursing, get people in child care, get people in teaching, all these different industries that we're saying that we need more folks? Is it tax cuts? Is it better pipelines through the UW system? Let us know what policy you think actually would move the needle. 844-967-2789. So we're going to keep talking about that on the other side of the break. But we also, there's a new bill. There's new Republican bills talking about tax exemptions for unborn children.
Ah!
And other measures to promote adoption and reduce abortions. As they yesterday wanted nothing to do with funding childcare.
No.
But there's other ideas they have of how you can take care of your children. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break too, but still want to hear from you on whether or not you think that tax cuts bolsters the workforce or other ideas that you might have. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this
it's easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, Mike, of all the people that your wife knew in Two Rivers, did any of them have a Shetland pony?
Mike, you're a new listener. John, for some reason,
the only person in the history of Two Rivers that had a Shetland pony when he was a kid.
Star. He was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He was great. I'd come home from school, ride him. He's a great horse. And his Shetland pony, we had him. We didn't. It was great.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 57. East winds around 5 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. High of 77. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 60. Mid-70s Saturday, turning cooler on Sunday with highs in the upper 60s. Another look at the short range. Low of 59 overnight. High of 77 tomorrow. Lows level off around 60 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Metnair and Greg Bach on the board, and it is my second to last show before I have to go have a baby. And so we're having fun today, having fun tomorrow. A little preview for tomorrow. My husband is going to be here for the 11 o'clock hour tomorrow.
I'm really looking forward to that.
And we're going to take your asking for your advice. As first-time parents, we are asking for you to call in and give us your best advice, or what was the best advice you got when you had kids.
And alternately, don't do this.
Yeah. My cousin stopped by yesterday, and she gave me a little care package and gifts. And one of the things, this is a piece of advice I had not gotten yet, is put the cardboard books in their crib, like, way earlier than you'd think.
Oh, really?
And so with both of her boys, she, like, by the time they were, like, 4 or 5 months, because when they wake up from their nap, they touch the books. They, even though they obviously are not reading, but they just... like
interact
with books from like as early as possible when they're not swaddled. And I was like, no one has given me that piece of advice yet.
That's
and
a
I will
great
absolutely
idea.
Absolutely do that one.
Yeah.
So thank you, Cousin Beth. But yeah, so that will be tomorrow at 11. We would love to engage with you and hear your advice. As I've shared, you know, basically 6 out of the months, I think I was in my second trimester when we announced on the show. So for the last 6 months, I'm sharing a lot of my pregnancy journey with you. So here's your opportunity to let me know what I should do next.
Good luck.
So that's coming up tomorrow. But coming up later today, we have a public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And also Paul Noonan will be here to give us his update with the Brewers, the Packers, the Badgers. Because we didn't really talk about the Packers kind of sad last minute loss on Monday. So we'll have to debrief it a little bit today. But and then at 10:50 at the end of this hour, we're giving $100 away again. Thanks to Auto Glass Giveaway. So listen to the sound of glass breaking. That will be your chance to win a $100 Visa gift card sponsored by Auto Glass Now. So coming back to the topic at hand, we are talking about the gavel in, gavel out from yesterday, which was expected. And there's nothing very new or revolutionary to say about it, I guess.
They're really good at it.
Well, it depends how you define good, because it actually was 40 seconds.
Well, I know. So that just implies to me that there was more thoughtfulness behind the gavel in, gavel out.
Well, and then also, I think I saw Jesse Opoyan tweet that they didn't technically gavel out. So the session is still open.
How does that work?
I don't know exactly how it works, but she corrected a tweet. She said, correction, they technically did not gavel out. And so the session is still open. And I don't know if that's just semantics, but for whatever, it was worth enough that she felt like she had to correct herself.
Wow.
This is Jesse Opoyan, who now writes, is a Capitol reporter for Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But it was about 40 seconds, which I was thinking back to my attempt to stay on a mechanical bull. I don't think I could do 40 seconds on a mechanical bull. So they would have definitely beat me this time. But in a statement, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu said lawmakers in the GOP held body would consider Evers' bill under the normal legislative process, including being referred to a committee. Will it die in committee? Maybe. But
of course.
They didn't say we're absolutely not doing this. It said we're going to do this in the normal process.
Okay.
And so, you know, this was under the umbrella of talking about workforce development, whether we're talking about paid leave, we're talking about childcare, talking about UW systems and workforce development programs. And so with that, just wondering what you think would actually move the needle. What would you like to see when it comes to the shortages that we're feeling, whether we're talking about long-term care and the crisis that they're going through because there's not enough staff, whether we're talking about teachers, there's so many different industries that we talk about that need people. And so 844-967-2789, but we did have a follow-up to CJ's thought that it's taxes.
Yep. Our boss, Sage.
Oh!
It's not 1980. Lowering taxes can raise revenue only when taxes are very high. They are at historically low levels today. And we're going to jump right to the phone and talk to Beverly is on the line. What would you like to see happen, Beverly?
Oh, well, great for Sage, and CJ's got it backwards. But there is just one thing that could bolster our workforce, unquestionably.
Okay.
Increase taxes on the rich. Do that, and now you've got money for childcare, you've got money for paid family leave, you've got money for workforce development, you've got money for our schools, you got money for our counties. It's a simple answer.
And so do you, because you just feel like it then, it goes to programming. So it comes back to programming and opportunity to have childcare funded, schools funded, and just getting people in the workforce who want to be working.
Absolutely. You've got to give the workers a chance.
Do you think,
and history has told us when you give the workers a chance and you give them a fair playing field, the economy will go crazy.
Do you think that does enough to
better? As long as we keep in,
I was going to say, do you think that does enough? Because it also, like, we need more people. And so do you think that alone does enough to attract people to move here?
I'm not convinced we need more people. I'm convinced, I think that if we start encouraging the workforce, those workers will be generated. I don't have the statistics, but I know that there are shortages, but I know there's all kinds of people out there that would like to work if they could get a living wage.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks so much for the call, Beverly.
The education that they need.
Absolutely. We're coming up against a break, so we got to let you go. But thank you for your call, as always. We will keep talking about this, but also, actually, we're going to move on because I want to talk about the other bipartisan bill that got reintroduced, Final Five voting. Do you think it's confusing? I don't. And I'll tell you why. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. There could be progress in ending the writer's strike in Hollywood.
The rumors we've heard have been like things are encouraging and things are happening. The writers say that comes from the AMPTP side, the studios. Because at the end of the day, it's up to the writers to say yes or no. to what the AMPTP is offering. So if talks fall apart after people have heard, oh, things are encouraging, things are happening, that will be bad publicity for the writers.
ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. The president of the United Auto Workers is set to give a strike update on Facebook Live this morning, and he could announce more strike targets where workers could hit the picket lines today. The union has set a noon Eastern deadline for serious progress toward a deal, or the strike would expand. Last night, General Motors says it made a fifth contract offer. Congress went home for the weekend with no deal on a spending bill. The government could shut down next week if one is not reached, and if that were to happen, millions of government employees could go without pay. This is ABC News.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinair, and we got Greg Bach on the board. Jane, what's coming up later today?
If you are a Brewers fan, you can listen to the game live today. Brewers at Cardinals. The game is at 12:15. You can listen live at WRJN, WRCE, and WISS in Oshkosh.
Absolutely. Brewers, how are we doing right now, Greg? Give us an update.
We're doing great. We're about six and a half games ahead. We crushed them last night. It was really, really fun to witness on my phone.
Your phone?
On my phone. Nice. Watching updates because I won't pay for Bally's.
Fair enough. All right. Well, let's wrap up with one more text on our topic at the beginning of the hour of workforce development. What actually will move the needle? What do you think? And we have John from the Falls.
John from the Falls checking in. Good morning, everyone. Personally, I would try to strengthen the childcare sector and make it more affordable so that more people can actually accept jobs outside of the home. If CJ really believes tax cuts will help bring more people to the state to work, let's give it a try. Remove all state taxes on the first $40,000 that every person in the state earns and see what happens.
See what happens. I don't know.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
But that is, and that technically would be a tax cut for everyone.
It would, yes.
Instead of $40,000.
Instead of just the really, 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 really rich people.
Well, technically before it was a tax cut for everyone, it was just a very small percentage.
Yeah. To the non-rich people. Yes.
So I wanted to move on because I don't think we can talk about this enough as far as when we try to talk about small D democratic solutions to bipartisanship, to mitigating how polarized we are and how we are in this place where so often we're talking about holding our nose and voting for the person we like the least.
The
least worst person.
Yes.
So I woke up this morning after my labor dream and it was like 5:45 and I did the thing that you shouldn't do, which is check your phone immediately and start scrolling. And who else did I see but Mr. Jay Weber from Right Wing Talk Radio. And I got this breaking news from him. And he said, ranked choice voting is awful. It's an awful, confusing mess that voters don't really understand and delays results for days. So much is done behind the scenes that it leaves openings for fraud. It's an effing awful idea, and other lawmakers should snuff this out quickly. And this is in response to an article yesterday, or news yesterday, that a bipartisan bill has a renewed effort to introduce ranked choice voting in congressional elections. And we've talked about Final Five voting on this program before. This is a bipartisan bill that's been introduced now, I think, multiple times. And as of yesterday, a bipartisan group of lawmakers in Madison did revive that effort. And this is specifically with congressional primaries or federal primaries. So for Congress and for Senate, which we would have one for next year.
Okay.
I don't know if this would actually get passed by next year.
Seems unlikely.
But I am a fan. So I am not on Jay Weber's side of this, shockingly.
What?
And I would love to hear from you. I have a little bit of a game of how I would like to explain Final Five voting using Wisconsin's favorite foods.
That's a great idea.
But I would also think, do you think it's confusing? Is Final Five voting in the way that what you know about it, is it confusing? Is it too confusing for us to
grasp?
Think that we could ever consider this as a different model because, you know, the model we're doing right now just works so well and everyone's so happy with the results that we're getting.
Oh, yes.
But give us a text. I think I have a lot to get through, so I'm not sure we're going to take calls, but shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Do you feel like Final Five voting is too complicated or is it something that you think that we should work towards? And so just briefly, how this works is it's an open primary. So right now, if you think about it, how we do our primary system, there's a Democratic primary and there's a Republican primary. And the person from each party who gets the most votes in the primary is the one who then is on the general ballot in the fall. And there's one from each party. And then there's independent or third party people who can sometimes get on the ballot. And this new scenario, everyone, no matter their party, would be on the same ballot in the primary.
So Democrats, Republicans, independents.
Everyone. And there isn't just the top Democrat and just the top Republican. So the way I think about this is, let's say we were having a vote of Wisconsin's favorite food.
All right.
So there's 11 different people running. There's 11 different products that are food products that are running to be Wisconsin's favorite food. And they're not separated by, you know, meat versus dairy versus drink. It is just food. Everyone is together.
Everyone is the food.
So we got Brandy Old Fashioned is running.
That's a t-shirt.
This is an order of, this is an alphabetical order of what I chose.
You can
judge me on which Wisconsin foods I chose as the top 11. There's Brandy Old Fashioned's running. Brats are running. Cannibal Sandwiches are running. They're the underdog. Cheese curds are running. Colby cheese, because everyone's always trying to say that Colby cheese should be Wisconsin's cheese, and then it immediately gets pushed back. We got cream puffs, Culver's butter burgers, custard, General Custard, because there's debate over which custard is the best.
Yeah, don't go there.
Fish Fry, Kringle, Miller High Life. Spotted Cow decided not to run, so it's just Miller High Life.
Wow.
So, this is the open primary. Everyone who votes gets to vote for one.
Only one of the 11 foods.
You only get to one. We're not ranking yet.
Okay.
So, if you were to vote, Greg?
Yeah.
What would be your favorite? To get out of the primary of those 11, who would you vote for?
Because it was the one that I can remember quickest, I'm going to go with Old Fashioned.
Okay, Old Fashioned.
I select a Colby Cheese, and I just want to say Cannibal Sandwich needs a better PR team because they got a tough fight.
They got a tough fight.
They got a tough fight.
So that's as simple as it would be in the primary selection. You would go in, you would vote for, it's an open primary, everyone's on there. You vote for your favorite. And then of those, the top five go on to the general.
The top five foods.
So it could be five desserts. It could be five drinks. We don't have five drinks, but it's not by party or, in this example, food type.
Okay.
So in this next example, so let's say, sorry for both of you, your favorites did not get through.
Bummer.
So this is rigged.
So the five that made it to the general are the Brandy Old Fashioned. Oh, so you used it to get through. Brandy Old Fashioned, brats,
okay,
cheese curds,
okay,
fish fry, Miller High Life. So now, if we're voting, say it's November, we're voting in the general. Now, when you go in, you're not just voting for one. You're ranking those top five.
I have to put them in order of my favorites. Yeah.
So in this order, Jane, Brandy Old Fashioned, brats, cheese curds, fish fry, Miller High Life, 1 through 5.
I will go Brandy Old Fashioned,
okay,
cheese curds, fish fry. What am I missing?
Brats and Miller High Life.
Brats and Miller High Life.
Yeah, because you don't drink beer. And so I'm going to copy and paste this so I can remember your answers as well, Greg. What rank yours?
Fish fry, brats, cheese curds. The next one and Miller High Life. So
Miller High Life's last.
Yeah.
Brandy Old Fashioned.
Brandy Old Fashioned.
Yeah. Okay, so then that's your vote. Instead of voting for one, you rank five. And this way you know that your vote counts because even if your top, so like for fish fry for you, if they don't win,
yeah,
then your vote will get counted as far as your second preference.
Oh.
So what happens is, so let's say the votes come in and for easy math, only 100 people voted. Brandy Old Fashioned got 5 votes. Brats got 20 votes. Cheese curds got 25 votes. Fish fry got 35 votes.
Ooh.
Miller High Life got 15. So in that scenario right now, no one has 50. No product has 50. Had any of those products had 50, like 50% or 50 votes, since there's only 100 votes, gotten just straight out that many people were like, this is our number one preference. Boom, we have a winner. We have no reallocation of votes.
All right.
Instead, since the top earner so far is first preference only has 35, we take the bottom, which is Brandy Old Fashioned, which only got 5 votes, and we take those 5 votes and we look at who their second preference was and we redistribute those. So now, because Brandy Old Fashioned had 1 vote for brats, 2 votes for cheese curds, 1 vote for fish fry, 1 vote for Miller High Life, now everyone's total goes up of the 4 that are remaining. And we keep doing that. So in the next round, Miller High Life, no one still has 50. So the top fish fry now has 36 because they got 1 of Brandy Old Fashioned's votes. So now Miller High Life, lowest one. Their 16 votes get reallocated and they look at their second preference. And so we keep going until we get 50. And so basically what happens is people run campaigns. Instead of just pointing their finger and saying how bad that guy is, they want to run a more positive campaign because if they're not going to be your first favorite, they at least want to be your second favorite.
Yeah.
I get it.
Do you?
I do.
How was that? The visuals, with just the verb, just words trying to explain it with food, how'd I do?
I think that was really great.
I enjoyed that lesson completely, but you know what? No, I'm serious. I like that. But here's the thing is, I understand why this confuses Jay Weber.
Oh. Meow. Meow.
I see you on Twitter X.
And so, no one, I think this is, the advantages of this, I think, are it cleans up our politics. It gets people's vote that it actually counts. It makes people accountable to the actual person who is the most popular ends up winning versus in the system that we have now, you don't even need 50%. If there's three candidates, you don't need 50%.
Yeah.
What I do think is complicated, what complicates it right now in the way that this bill, I think, is being proposed, is that it would only be for federal seats. And so you're giving the opportunity to, for the clerks, they now have two election systems to run. So I feel, for me, I feel like if we're going to do this, it has to be all or nothing.
All or nothing?
Because it's already, our clerks are so overworked already and under-resourced that to have different voting machines, a different voting tabulation process, and not give them any more resources to actually do both, especially if you think about if we were, say we were magically going to be able to do this next year, mm-hmm. that means, you know, what we would do in the primary in August for all eight congressional seats and both primaries for, or a primary for a Senate seat, would be different than all of the state legislative seats that will be up. And then same thing for the general. It would be two different voting systems.
Yeah, that's, so like, that's a mess.
That to me, and other states have done it. Maine has done this. Alaska has done this. This was notorious last year when that's how Sarah Palin did not get a congressional seat.
She couldn't believe it.
But I don't know. I'm going to pause there with a couple minutes that we have and see if we have any, do we get any text or if we get any feedback on whether or not I did this well.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. From the 541, instead of ranked choice voting, would Mr. Weber be on board with majority winner 50% plus one and runoff elections?
I would have to ask him.
And then from the 608, final 4-5 voting is great. It stops us from being held hostage by the small fraction of a fraction that vote in August primaries. Decide elections in November with wider audiences, and let's have candidates that enough people are satisfied with. People can figure it out and will probably find it interesting. Again, that's the food explanation you gave, I think, is the clearest explanation that people can wrap their head around.
So I should make a video about it?
I think you should.
Is that a maternity leave project?
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Greg, will you help me write some more jokes to go into it?
Heck yeah.
All right. Well, we'll continue to talk about this because I do think, I mean, I don't know how much legs this has because like I said, I do think it's complicated to have two different systems running, but I don't think final five voting is complicated. So I reject the premise
it's too
that Jay Weber says it's too confusing for voters. Like voters are smarter than you give them credit for.
414, real quickly. Good morning. I don't like it because Republicans would never win.
There you go. All right. When we come back, listen to the sound for breaking glass because we're going to do it right now, actually. Breaking glass.
There it
Call is. Now if you want to win $100 and be prepared to tell us what you're going to spend your $100 on. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You can't get enough, but enough ain't the test. You got your transmission and your live wire. You got your fuel line and a handful of blues you want.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Holman Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Holman Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. 57 overnight, under partly cloudy skies, easterly winds, around 5 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs around 77. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 60. Mid-70s, Saturday turning cooler on Sunday, with highs in the upper 60s. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 59 overnight, high of 77 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Fry, along with Jane Matnair and Greg Bach. And listen to the sound of glass breaking for your chance to win a $100 Visa gift card sponsored by Auto Glass Now. Glass breaking. All right. Well, we have two callers in line, so there's still time for you to call 844-967-2789. This is when I have voluntarily given myself the very, very difficult job of asking you, how would you spend $100? And then we hear the first three callers, and then I have to make the choice, which it's has tough. Been tough. The it's last tough 2 job. Weeks we've done this, this has been very hard. But now I have Jane as a co-host, so I'm going to help. You have to help me.
Okay.
And Greg, you can help too if you want, but...
Gee, thanks.
Do you? It's a lot of responsibility. Do you want that kind of responsibility? I still feel guilt.
Me judging people and their decisions? Of course I love it.
All right. Well, call in. We still have, yes, we still need one more caller, but we have two on the phone, 844-967-2789. Let's start with Tom from Grafton. Tom from Grafton, how would you spend $100 if he gave it to you today?
Well, my brother has a 9/11 birthday, and he's always said that since the tragedy of 9/11, you know, 20 some years ago, that it's ruined his birthday. So I'm making a point of taking him out actually this evening for a little birthday gathering, and I'm going to take him to a decent restaurant. And so I would put the money towards that.
Nice.
And I have a nice gift for him too.
When you
that's the truth.
Do you have is it in Grafton, or what would be the restaurant that, of your choice?
It'll be on the south side of Milwaukee, the suburbs.
Okay. Nice. You want to give him you want to give him a shout out as one of your favorite restaurants? It's okay if you don't.
The Packing House is very nice on Layton. Very, very good steak.
There you go.
That is a good steak place, Tom. Definitely.
There you go. See? People recognize that one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. So, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
Hang on, Tom. Don't hang up.
Don't hang up because we'll come back to the person that we choose to get your information. All right, then we have Scott from Chicago. Scott from Chicago, how would you spend $100?
Morning.
Good morning.
I would actually give it to a friend of mine. She is a human trafficking survivor, and for the last 3 years,